Do you know what is the very first lie that is recorded in the Bible? Hi, this is Bob Barney with a plaintruth.com short morning show. And I'm going to get into the very first lie described in the Bible. And that very first lie is being perpetrated to this very day by people who claim to be Christians. And that is, you can't die and be gone. You're going to either go to heaven or hell when you die. You have this immortal soul. So let's go back to the Garden of Eden. And here is God, who just made Adam and Eve. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden as the gardener to tend and care for it. But the Lord God gave the man this warning: you may eat any fruit in the garden except from the fruit of the tree of conscience, or the tree of good and evil. For it is a fruit will open your eyes and make you aware of right and wrong, good and bad. And if you eat its fruit, you are going to die. D-I-E, die. Now, Adam understood death. We understand death. If we say, you come through my house, I have a gun, I'm going to shoot you and you will die, you know you're going to die. Die is what it means to be, death. But who said that can't happen? What was the very first lie of the Bible? Well, you go to chapter 3 of Genesis, the serpent, who is Satan, the devil, by the way, was the craftiest of all the creatures that the Lord God has ever made. So the serpent came to the woman and said, really? None of the fruit in this garden can be eaten? Is that what God told you? And the woman said, of course we may eat of it. Only from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil can we not eat of it. For God says, we mustn't eat it. If we do, or even touch it, she goes on to say, we must not eat it or even touch it, which God didn't say you couldn't touch it. We will surely die. And what is the very first lie in all of the Bible? And that's verse 4, chapter 3, verse 4. That's a lie, the devil says. You'll not die. See, he's saying you can't die. You have an immortal soul. God knows very well that the instant that you eat it, you will be like God, knowing good and evil, and like God, live forever. I added that, not the Bible. So it goes on to say, the woman was convinced. It did look lovely and fresh looking as she looked at it, and she took it and ate it. And that hence caused all the problems in the world, based on the very first lie that God lied to us when he said we could die. No, the devil says, you have an immortal soul. You can't die. You're going to be like God when you have that fruit. And because she said you couldn't even touch it, he probably told her, touch the apple. See, it wasn't an apple, by the way. It was a fruit. We do not ever know what a fruit is, because that fruit is not going to be revealed until the millennial kingdom that you read in Revelation. But anyway, she probably touched it and it didn't do anything to her. And she says, hey, you know, this serpent guy is kind of right. God's been lying to us all along. So she took it, touched it, probably. Nothing went wrong, probably. And she said, well, I'm going to eat it. And nothing went wrong. She ate it, tasted probably pretty good, and like all sin, tastes pretty good. And all of a sudden, God comes looking for them and explains to them, for dust you were made, from the ground, the dirt you are. You know, the name Adam literally means red dirt. God named Adam after dirt. So Adam would never forget that he was nothing but dirt. And to dirt he came, and dirt he will return. And that is what the punishment was. The punishment was not eternal life in heaven or hell, but eternal death. And the only chance to get out of that eternal death is Jesus Christ later on. And that's what the real gospel that Christ brought with him is all about. It is not some immortal soul that it's all you have, and you got to decide if you're going to live it in heaven or hell. No, you're going to either follow God's way and live forever and become a spiritual being at your resurrection from the dead, or you are going to be burned up and never be again, and you will die. So really, when you think about it, and I want you to think about it this way, because man is a slave to science. You know, you heard Dr. Fossey. You got to follow the science, even though he never followed any science himself. So we all are trained that science is the ultimate answer to everything. Not God, not the Bible, but science. If science proves something in the Bible, then we'll accept that in the Bible. But if science says that's wrong, then we accept science. We don't accept the Bible. Well, if you want to look at the Garden of Eden story, we can see a different take on science. Because if you are a student of science, you know the principles of making a theory. You look at something, it's called, you observe something, anything going on. Then you postulate, you think about what is causing that. Then you experiment to see what is causing it. And then you draw a conclusion, and that is how scientific theory is made. You look at this virus, you experiment about postulate what this virus does. Then you look at it in an experimental form. You experiment with different things and you see conclusions that are always the same. So then you come up with a theory or a doctrine based on the observance that you saw that is always consistent. And that is called scientific theory. So Eve saw the fruit. She observed it. She postulated that it would taste great and that would open up her eyes and she would be like God, living forever and knowing everything. And so she experimented like a good scientist do. She put it to her mouth. First of all, she touched it. Didn't nothing happen. That experiment went good. Then she put it into her mouth and ate it. And then the result of the very first scientific experiment was the death of all mankind. Very good science. Maybe we should follow God and not science all the time. Anyway, that's a short one. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today saying thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.